fire alarms would be going off. No? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you had confidence in the guys. Good job. Nice. Gentlemen, nicely done. Way to go. For those of you that don't know, I told them I would sign them up for children's church if they didn't bring anything, so looks like we're going to be short on children's church workers the next couple of weeks. Anyway, glad you're here. God bless you. Thanks for being here. What a wonderful day it is to celebrate our moms. I'm going to get rid of this thing. I'm Pastor Chris, and today we're going to just be talking about mothers. And we're told as pastors, we're kind of suggested, encouraged as pastors to kind of avoid the sentimentality about motherhood because of, for some, motherhood is an accident and not always a welcomed one. And for some, biological motherhood isn't possible or is difficult. For others, mothers weren't always very nice. And for some, motherhood, even though it's even under the very best of circumstances, it's still less than a dream come true. A poet once said, to become a mother is not so difficult. On the other hand, being a mother is very, very difficult. So with all the hard things in the world, why do we celebrate Mother's Day at all? Well, I'll tell you why. Because even for all of its stumbling blocks and pitfalls, even for all of the soiled pants and soiled dreams and spoiled plans, all of those things, we're talking about a beautiful ideal. We're talking about a beautiful natural part of God's creative design, his plan to bring love and nurturing and caring to light. God's grace and compassion and mothers are perfectly designed to demonstrate that image of God, to show that side of God's compassion and his grace, his love and his mercy. Today, as we gather and celebrate this very special occasion, one that recognizes the tremendous impact that mothers have on our daily lives, moms being the foundation of our family, and playing an essential role in shaping the character and values and beliefs of every person in this room. You can think back on your mom, and maybe when you were a child, you said something like, I will never be like her, or I will never do what she does, only to have your own children and hear your mother come out of your voice, right? And it's like, where did that come from? How did I sound just like, yeah. Or maybe you look in the mirror and you see more of your mother as you grow older. Who knows? But God is found in all aspects of the motherhood journey. It's a journey full of challenges and joys and sacrifices and rewards. It requires patience and strength and selflessness, and it demands this deep abiding love for our children even when they don't deserve it, right? Despite all the difficulties, mothers remain steadfast, unwavering in their commitment to their families. Throughout history, mothers have played an integral role in shaping the course of our world. And this week, as I was thinking about moms, I was thinking about this one mom named Jochebed. And Jochebed is Moses' mother. And we don't hear much about her. We don't think much about her. We all know who Moses is, and but we don't think about the sacrifice that she made for her son. And there's something that I just wanted to bring our attention to, I guess, this morning, and that's this idea of, you know, it was a tragedy. It was desperation that led Moses' mother to take this baby to the river and to put the baby in a basket made of reeds, and to send the baby down the river. Now, it was desperation that led her to take a chance, to take this risk for the baby, to hopefully save the baby's life, and ultimately to save the people of Israel, the entire nation of Israel. But she watched that baby, she had a plan, she implemented the plan, And she followed the plan all the way through to completion, where she was the nursemaid for her own child, for Pharaoh's daughter, who then took care of Moses as her own. But there's this moment in time where Jochebed had to say, I'm going to release my son to the Lord. I'm going to release my child to the Lord. And she could have held tightly on to Moses and kept him really close, and probably he would have suffered the same fate as many of the other boys in Israel. But she chose not to. She chose instead to put her child's fate in the hands of the Lord and to watch. And I think that's what God has asked us to do and asked you to do as moms, is to not hold quite so tightly, right? To actually let the Lord do what the Lord's going to do in their lives, and to allow them to grow and allow them to make mistakes and allow them to fail, and to be there for them, to love them and care for them and demonstrate respect and compassion for them, even when they're suffering or even when they're suffering by their own choices that they make. Proverbs 31, which a lot of women don't really care for, that passage of scripture, because it's kind of the superwoman model, right? It's this woman who rises up early in the morning, and everything she does with this joy and this cheerful attitude, and she even works a side hustle, you know, and makes a bunch of money and all this stuff, and then she takes care of the family and does all this stuff. It's like it seems nearly impossible to achieve this Proverbs 31 kind of model of womanhood. But Proverbs 31:28 says this: her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness on her tongue. Your desire is to teach valuable lessons and encourage your children to be a better person every day. And scripture is filled with all these examples of wonderful women who played important roles in the lives and families and communities and model well for us today. This Proverbs 31 woman is a beautiful description of a virtuous woman. She's described as this hardworking, wise, devoted family woman. She rises up early, has strength and dignity and all of these things. And that's an example of an entire picture of a woman's life. It's not like one day. She didn't do all of this in one day. And she also had helpers. And she had family. The woman's example is not only an inspiration to mothers, but it should also be to all women who want to follow God, make a difference in their communities, to look around and see what needs need to be done and how they can allow the character of God, the nurturing, the tenderness, the compassion, the wisdom, the comfort that they can bring, how that might be able to help nurture and play an important role in increasing the kingdom. Mothers, you have this unique and important role in the lives of your children. You are their first teachers, their first nurturers, your faithful advocates, and you have the opportunity to shape their character and guide them on the path of righteousness. So I want to encourage you today to seek God's guidance and wisdom as you raise your children, as you raise your adult children as well, because I know it just doesn't get any easier. You think infancy is like really hard, and then you think early childhood is hard, and then you think junior high, and then you think senior high, and you're like, oh, at some point this is gonna get easier, and then they're like 30, and from what I hear, it's not much easier, right? It's just a different kind of parenting. So I want to encourage you. 2 Timothy 1:5 says this: I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, your mother, Eunice, and now I am sure it dwells in you as well. This passage is highlighting this influence of mother and grandmother into their children and grandchildren's lives, this idea of this permeation between generations that is faith and love and wisdom. And it's this idea of just letting God do what God is going to do in our children's lives and be there to watch. Be there to watch. And I'm just so honored to be able to speak with you today about what the Bible portrays, just a small little portion of what the Bible portrays motherhood to be, as this image of God, as this great big part of who God is, right? This nurturing, caring, compassionate, loving, kind God who would do so much as to release his son into our midst and allow us to suffer, to allow him to suffer the way that he did for our behalf, on our behalf. Then he would hand his own son over to humanity, and humanity would kill him, right? In perfection. And we did so for a reason. And there was a reason for that. He took all of the sins of all of us on his shoulders, on his back, on the cross. He took all of it. He took the entire wrath of God, all of God's wrath toward unholiness and unrighteousness. God took that upon himself and upon his son. And that idea of this sacrifice, and who was there standing near him the entire time, watching from a distance? His own mother was there the entire time. And what did she have to do? She had to say, I'm committing him into my father's hands, into God's hands. And she stood by and watched as God did what only God can do in redeeming the entire world through his own son. As he redeemed the nation of Israel through Moses, he did even greater thing in redeeming the whole world through his son, Jesus, for each one of you. And maybe some of you in here are kids of moms, and you just haven't really appreciated her enough. And I just want to encourage you, today is a great day to appreciate and value your mom. She is definitely not perfect. I mean, some of them are in this room are perfect, but no. I'm not. Notice how I looked down when I said some aren't perfect, because I'm not pointing anybody out. So, but they all do their best and want to love their kids and do love their kids so much. We just want to honor and respect you and dedicate this morning to you and for your faith and your wisdom and the powerful example that you serve for future generations. So let's pray. And what I would love to do is, if you're a mom and you can stand, if you would stand, and we're just going to pray for you. And if the rest of you would just bow your heads and just pray for these moms. So just, Lord, thank you so much for these moms. Thank you so much for the sacrifice that they've gone through, all that they have watched their children go through, the pain, the agony, the highs, the lows, all of it, Lord. The celebrations, being their biggest cheerleaders and biggest fans. Lord, I'm just so thankful that we get to celebrate all of these mothers here today. And I just ask, Lord, that you would bless each one of them. Just bless each one of them with just the recognition that they are loved. That they are loved entirely, fully, deeply. And that what they do matters. It does not go unnoticed. And so, Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks. And it's in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. We have a small gift for you. Are you grabbing that?